Now, we are not saved by being baptized, but because we are already saved through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible teaches us quite clearly, Jesus did, Paul did, the apostles did, that because we are saved, we ought to be baptized. We should want to be baptized. Why? Evangelists, I've been one and still am one in many ways, get people to come out to the front, to give their lives to Jesus. Maybe you've done that. Some people get folk to raise their hands while everybody else's eyes are bowed in prayer. It'll be easier to accept Jesus. Maybe you've done that. Some people are asked to sign decision cards, having said a prayer of penitence and faith in Jesus. Maybe you have done that. All these things are helpful. Why then did Jesus say that we ought to be baptized? Not to make us Christians, but because we are Christians. The evidence is in the actual act itself of going under the waters for a moment or two at least. I hope it's not for too much longer. Not when anybody drowned. But anyway, you go under the waters and that indicates, symbolizes death. And you rise up out of the waters and that symbolizes resurrection and life. So, of course, this great act of baptism portrays the very essence of the Christian faith, goes to its very heart, which is in the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, under the water, and his rising again on the third day, he come out of the water. So we, as we see people or are going under the waters of baptism, we remember that we have given our lives to Jesus. We remember all that his death upon the cross meant to us, that he became the one perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world, our substitute, paying the penalty of our sins. And we remember that we have taken him as our own personal saviour. And as we come out of the waters, we remember his resurrection. The women going to the tomb, then the apostles spreading the great news. He is not here. He is risen. And we know that in that act of rising, he defeated death forever and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. And we are thankful that the doors of heaven are open to each one of us who has accepted Jesus as our Saviour of a certainty. But that's all portrayed, and that's why Jesus chose baptism and not standing on your head and wiggling your toes in the air or anything else. The nearest thing we do to baptism in our everyday life is with tea bags. When you immerse the tea bag in the water of the teapot, if you're civilized, or if you take it out of the cup, you are, can say in legitimate New Testament Greek, I have just baptized a tea bag. Because the word baptizo in the Greek means to immerse until saturated. And that is what is going to happen today. Portraying, as I've said, the death of Jesus for our sins and his resurrection to open to us the gates of everlasting life. But just for a few moments this morning, I'd like to take you a little bit further. I was saved when I was 19 and without knowing anything about the healing ministry was miraculously healed when doctors said I would die before the age of 25. I'm now 84, so God didn't do a bad job. Anyway, I was saved. I was happy I was saved. I was thrilled, because I hadn't been brought up in a Christian home, known nothing about it. But then I went to a college, Bible College, in Derbyshire, set in the lovely hillside called Lift College, to train to be an evangelist. And one snowy Sunday morning in Carver Parish Church, preacher challenged us to go beyond being saved and to lay our lives on the altar of sacrifice for the Lord Jesus Christ. I never heard anything like it before. He said, you've never heard like it before. I thought, what shall I do? He said, are you asking what shall I do? I thought, shall I run through the door? He says, don't think about running through the door. Everything I thought, he picked my brains. He said, run down this centre aisle and lay your life as a sacrifice for Jesus. Now, I didn't look to see if anybody else was going, but I did it. And my Christian life was considerably deepened, although I keep taking a bit back from God. But it brought to my mind in later years things like, in the Bible, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. In other words, as Jesus died on that cross, my hands are nailed to his hands. My feet is nailed to his feet. My side is pierced like his was. I am crucified with Christ, a sacrifice of my life. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's deep. I've been striving for it for years. As also is said by Paul, I am dead, and my life is hid with Christ in God. I am dead, yet I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. So I hope as we watch and as maybe Don and Linda take part in this baptism, we will thank God that we're saved, but we will be challenged with those words because they're going under sign of death. I am dead, but my life is hid with Christ in God. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's the depth. But also the other bit, they come out of the water, symbolizing resurrection. And we Christians sometimes forget the teaching that we are already risen with Christ. That's the teaching of the New Testament. This is life eternal. Life, the Greek is aionios, which means life with a new quality as well as length. This is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I am risen with Christ. That's the assurance of eternal life. Not that we are dead in our trespasses and sins now. Not that we have to wait before we can experience eternal life. Even the old hymn says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. We are already risen. So, for Christians, again depicted by the baptismal service, we shall rise. We are going to heaven, and you can know, as I can know, that that great heavenly feast is taking place now, the glory of God in realms beyond. At that table there is a seat. One of them says, as though I'm unworthy, reserved for Trevor Deering, and sitting on the next one, I believe. But if you get there before I do, although that's unlikely given my age, you can be careful not to sit on my seat, because I'm coming. You can give it a heavenly dust, if you like. I preached like this years ago at a service where a young man was in the congregation. I didn't know, 600 people, I didn't know he was there, dying with cancer. And I said, there's this seat reserved. Then I went on a mission to Singapore and a nurse brought me a letter. Please tell Trevor Deering that Wally has gone to dust his seat, gone to heaven. So we are already, this is life eternal, we've already got it. Throbbing through our veins is not only mortal life, but eternal life. I'm crucified with Christ, this is life eternal. Those who believe on me shall not come into judgment, said Jesus, but have life already. So let us rejoice in this great act this morning, which symbolizes the whole of the Christian life. Jesus' death, our sins, and his resurrection to open the doors of heaven. Let us also face the challenge to sink under the water. Can I say I am crucified with Christ? Nevertheless I live. I am dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. Can we rejoice in the fact that everybody in this church is already going to heaven? And when the road is called up yonder, over on the other side, we'll meet each other there. Amen.